Hello, everybody, and welcome to We Are Marvel. We explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and we are also the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Please go check them out today. And hey, while you're there, go check out the We Are Marvel pod page and give us a like and follow, too. We'd surely appreciate it. We are your hosts. My name is Justin.
My name is Jeremy.
And welcome to this Hulk-tastic episode.
Yes. Thank you for joining us, everyone. I don't have a clever thing for Hulk, so
you know,
I
wasn't going to try. Anything. But welcome to the show.
I don't have a clever comeback either.
I'm surprisingly excited to talk about this movie, and Jeremy's here too. So we...
all I said was it was a rough watch. I dozed off a few times.
Sure. I mean, obviously we'll get into it. That's the point of this episode. But I mean, for me, it wasn't as bad. Like it's always lauded as one of the worst comic movies of all time. Hmm. And I get it. But after watching it again, after all these years, I was like, I get what he's trying to do.
Okay.
It just didn't work. But we'll get
there. And that is where it is bad. Everyone is trying to make a good movie.
Are they, though?
I hope so. And then you don't have the talent or the skills or the concepts or the ideas or whatever, and it doesn't work out. But you're right. We'll get into it.
Here we will. Unfortunately, we don't do news a lot around here, but we did lose one of the Marvel family this past week. Mr. Ray Stevenson passed away this almost a week ago today.
Yeah.
As of recording, he was Volstagg in the first three Thor movies, and he was also the second Punisher, I guess third after Dolph Lundgren and Thomas Jane, for Punisher Warzone, and he did a great job.
Yeah,
he will be greatly missed. We're really sad to see him go, and we just appreciate his contributions to the Marvel Universe at large. So,
absolutely, yeah, and I'm really excited to see him in Ahsoka. Like he's.
Yeah,
I don't know how big his role is in that, but it seems like it's going to be a pretty good size role. And yeah, that's a tough loss. He was a great actor, and you're right, he will be missed. Yeah.
But you know, in I'm trying to think of a good cheery segue to get us into Hulk, but it's just not happening because it's just sad. So I am excited to talk about this movie, though. I do think, much like Daredevil, it gets crapped on a touch more than it deserves, but not quite as much as, you know, I think Daredevil is better than this.
Okay.
But, like I said, we will get into it after you all grab your Icarus and we settle in for Hulk. Bruce Banner, a genetics researcher with a tragic past, suffers an accident, and that causes him to transform into a raging green monster when he gets angry. Tagline for this is, "What if everything you were forced to keep inside was suddenly set free?" Boom. Directed by Ang Lee, screenplay by James Shamus, Michael Franz, and John Turman. Based on Hulk by Stan Lee and Mr. Jack Kirby, starring Eric Bana, Jennifer Connelly, Sam Elliott, Josh Lucas, and Nick Nolte. This released June 20th, 2003, with a budget of $137 million and a box office of $245.4 million, so not too bad, and it was actually one of the highest grossing films of 2003.
What? Why was 2003 such a rough year?
I mean, and that's the same year as X2. I mean, we are still in, this is like a month and change after X2. And this is still, it wasn't like the top earner, but it was one of the highest grossing movies of 2003.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, let's get into overall thoughts here. Because like I said, obviously this is, widely considered one of the worst, excuse me, not only Marvel movies, but comic book movies of all time. Mm-hmm. And I always agreed, because I remember it badly. The Hulk dogs, and he fights a cloud, and all this stuff. Huh. And then I watched it yesterday, and I was just like, you know, for when this was made,
okay,
and what was happening in the Hulk comics at the time, or soon around this, I get it. Like, I don't think this was right. Like, you don't watch this movie and think, this is a fun, family-friendly action romp with the Hulk and kids going around saying, Hulk smash. I mean, I still did, because it was 2003 and it was a Hulk movie, so, you know. I liked it when it came out, because it was a movie. But
you also weren't a kid in 2003, but anyways. I mean, you were, but you weren't.
I was considerably younger than I am now.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, 20 years ago, I agree.
Yeah. So, you know, it was just, I mean, this stuff, and this is what I keep trying to impart upon you with your angry at the world of comic book movies attitude that you have, mm-hmm. is that back when these were coming out, this was as good as it got. I mean, 6 years before this was Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Like... You know, we're just coming out of the times when comic book movies are just garbage soup, like steel. And it's like, it's the light that we're starting to see. You know, Batman Begins is still a couple years away. We're still 5 years away from Iron Man and the next Hulk movie, which is obviously considerably better. But it was just like, this is, they're starting to take it seriously. And I think the problem with this movie is it's too damn serious. Like, there are scenes in this movie, like with Nick Nolte, where it's like, this is actually has potential, but it's so dark and brutal and way too artsy for its own good.
Yes.
To where it's like, it just doesn't quite fit. Like, I could watch this movie in another 5 years and have fun with it. Like, you know, I would watch it and be like, yeah, that's a Hulk movie, and I enjoyed it for being a Hulk movie. I like horror movies, so I'm used to watching garbage and finding the good in garbage. Killer Clowns from Outer Space, that's all I'm going to say.
No, thanks.
Yeah,
I do agree with you, though. It did seem like that they were trying way too hard to be a very serious movie. Yeah. Like when they were sitting in those chairs and he was, they were talking back and forth and yelling at each other and Banner was screaming and Nolte was making fun of his scream, and it was like almost trying to be like this, like a play almost. Like they were up here on this stage, and it was like, "What are you guys doing?" And then he bites into the cable, and it's just like, "What is going on here?" It was so confusing what they were trying to do, and they were just trying too hard. They're like, you know, these movies are they're just for kids. We need to be serious. And there's a line between being serious and then going over it, and they went way over it, trying too hard.
I mean, and that's the thing. They forgot the fun, and there are moments in this that are just disturbing. Like, I was watching it going, I watched this as a kid, and people were okay with that? Like, and that's the thing. In the 90s-ish, when all the superheroes were going dark, it tried, you know, to be relevant and shit, the child abuse stuff was part of the Hulk mythos. Hmm. I don't know about the dad experimenting on the son stuff, but the abuse was part of the deep-seated rage of Bruce. That was the thing. The Hulk dogs, which we'll talk about in the fun facts, I always made fun of, but in doing the research for this, it's from the books. Like, it's kind of dumb, but it's from the books. And I started kind of thinking about it. I was like, well, he is experimenting. And like, again, it's not that I'm not trying to excuse it, but like, I get it. I understand what they were going for.
Okay.
And I actually ended up liking Nick Nolte quite a bit in this.
Hmm.
And that infamous mugshot of him with the crazy hair was done when he was filming this. That's why he had the crazy hair, is because of this movie.
Okay.
So, there's that.
Even better.
Yeah.
So, now, was the dogs, back to the dogs, just real quick. Was the poodle also in the comics?
I don't know if it was a poodle. All I have, if you want me to skip ahead to the fun fact about the dogs, I think I have it in, I know I have it in here somewhere. Easter eggs. Da, 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 da. So, okay. It's the last one, so we can just skip it at the end. So when Betty first meets David Banner, they discuss a man named Benny. Benny was a soldier who appeared in the Hulk graphic novel called The Dogs of War, which introduced the concept of Hulk dogs, which appear in the film. And pictures from the same book get flapped by the screen when the opening Marvel logo appears. So that's all I have on it. That's all I know about it. If you want to learn more, go read some stuff. I've never read it. I've read some Hulk, but I never read that. So I don't know if it was a poodle or what kind of dog it was.
Poodles are just mean. Sure, okay. I mean, they're not. I get any dog can be mean. Yeah, poodles aren't known for being mean. No, the other
Dalmatians are.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're actually very like they literally are very mean dogs.
But are they known for being mean? I would say no. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. They are. Like in the if you know dogs, then yeah, they're known to be mean dogs.
All right, then I don't know dogs. And when my first thought of Dalmatians is of course fire trucks, whatever. Even, and that yes, but I also have never seen a dog at a fire station. But anyways,
they don't use them anymore.
Yeah, thanks.
It was from back in the day when they did like the horse drawn carts for the fire department, and that was how they controlled the horses.
Okay, not the point at all. Back to the dogs that he has, two of them look very menacing, just as normal sized dogs. Like they look like guard dogs, mean dogs, you know, junkyard dogs, something like that. And then the poodle. There's a poodle. And it's just so weird. And it almost makes you feel like, hey, let's just throw a poodle in there. Wouldn't that be funny if there was a poodle in there?
Maybe that's their version of comic relief. That it ends up being the most vicious and terrifying one as it breaks through the window, snapping at Betty. Because that was pretty disturbing.
Yeah, it was.
Like, as a horror fan, I was starting to get like, I kind of like this. This is kind of cool. Like, it's pretty fucking weird, and that's interesting.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, this is very comic, or not comic, very horror-type elements to it.
Yeah, I mean, Justin probably likes this. I'm not going to laud it as the best movie. I still think Daredevil is better, and it's neither of which are the best of what we've even seen so far this year. Like an Agreed. X2 or something like that. But, and I don't know how we're going to wrap up this year, like, I could see this, based on what's coming up, being in a top 10 list and not falling off of it like a Howard the Duck. Like, I will never watch Howard the Duck again unless Clockwork Orange strapped to a chair. I would watch this again.
Okay. I agree that I will never watch Howard the Duck again. This one, I wouldn't have a reason to watch it again. You know, like, if anyone was like, hey, should we watch this? I would say, no, we can find something else.
Let's watch like, Incredible I don't, Hulk. It's better.
Absolutely. You want a Hulk movie? Let's watch that. I'd pick so many other things over this, so I don't know why I would ever watch this again. I guess is how I will, if that's a rating system, there you go. That's my rating.
So the music in the opening was by Danny Elfman, which as soon as I saw that in the credits, I was like, well, of course it's Danny Elfman. I can hear it like all over the place. I'm a Nightmare Before Christmas fan, so I get the Danny Elfman all over the place. I do like the comic lettering and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the starfish. It was very creepy.
It was creepy. Science
shit going.
Yeah, I was like, what? Is he just cutting the... Yep, he is. Just
well, regeneration. I mean, you know.
Sure.
That's his whole deal.
Ways. Yeah.
The same thing with the lizard. You cut off the lizard tail and it'll grow back.
Yeah.
The lizard did it in Amazing Spider-Man to equal success. But let's talk about the editor in the room, the comic paneling in this. There are moments I like it. Like when he has the accident. Mm-hmm. And I love Connelly's Get Out. I'm not going to scream into the mic because that's mean. But like her delivery of the Get Out and that whole, like that was great scene.
Yeah.
Then later they did it in the San Francisco part with all the soldiers just standing around like the birds at the end of The Birds. And I was like, this doesn't work. This isn't compelling or interesting. Or the helicopter scene when they're transporting them and each helicopter got its own screen. I was like, this is not dynamic. I get it because I read comic books too,
Right.
But no. Like, it's so mixed bag.
Yeah. They overused it for sure. I agree. I saw it and I noticed it. Cool idea. Sure. But then it was like, you'd use it when, like, it... I get it. Like, you're showing different panels, like, if it was in a comic. Sure. But then they would use it for, like, just random scenes. And it's like, this... You wouldn't use it there. Like this would be one scene together. It wouldn't be one panel. It was just... They overdid it. Just with everything else in this. They just kept going. They're like, more.
Bigger is better. And that's saying, like, I can excuse the CG of... Yeah. Hulk. Sure. It's 2003. He's very much the wrong shade of green. But for 2003, I think that's as good as it was going to get. Because there are moments in the CG that are great. The Absorbing Man stuff, particularly when he first learns his powers and, like, his hand goes into that blue metal thing. That looked great. When his foot became the grate, that was a little less great. But, I got it. Like, I saw it. It was fine.
Right.
But, yeah. And then there's the thing. Like, when the Hulk was in shadows, like, when David touched his face, it's like, that's not bad for 2003.
Yeah. In the in the dark, in the shadows, it looked way better. Yeah. I remember when I was first seeing it, I was like, oh, boy. Because I remember the shininess. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, boy, here we go with the shine. I was like, oh, actually, that doesn't look that bad. Like, what do I remember? And as the movie went, I was like, oh, yep, this is what I remember. Yeah.
Him looking such a bright like green. A cartoon jumping through very real desert scenes.
Yeah, it just...
Yeah, it was too bright.
The thing is, it was, but they had control over that.
Yeah.
It's not like they were like, oh, no, you know, the sun's too bright, we can't do anything. It's like, just turn down the color of green.
Well, and that's what's nice about Incredible Hulk, and even later on more so, is that he's not... fluorescent green. Mm-hmm. He's a skin tone that would be green.
Yes.
And that's, I get Ang Lee's like, well, it's a comic book. I want to look like the comic book. And to his defense, it does, but that doesn't make it good or right. That's part of what Marvel's shtick is they go, here's what he looked like in the comics. Isn't that stupid? Now we're going to show you how it's done right. Mm-hmm. Make it look good and go on.
Yeah, not Ang Lee, though. He's like, I need him to look exactly like the comics.
David Banner, obviously, is just a giant piece of shit and experiments on his kid, causes a gamma meltdown, and basically beats his wife. And obviously, later we see the end of that scene, which is even worse than we thought.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a cool scene, but that's fucking brutal for a kid's movie.
Right. Now, the experiments on his kid, did he technically experiment on his kid? Because I think he...
There was so much montage in that opening.
Yes.
It was tough to keep it straight.
What I got out of the montage is he put it in himself, and then they had a child, which is also a weird way to tell him, David, I'm having a child. Aren't we having it? Whatever.
No. Anyway. Well, I mean, technically, she's the one who is having it.
Sure.
Like, I mean,
okay.
He's obviously a piece of shit, so I would probably try and distance. Like, I'm having a kid. You can stay here if you want.
Yes. But clean up the shit. Is this scaring you away? Please.
Please.
I hope.
Like, let's.
I don't know. No.
Okay. He's a gamma kid. Does that scare you away? Oh, God. It made him more interested. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Yeah, right. So I think that's how Bruce ends up getting it. Because he does take blood from Bruce, which... Yeah. Okay, yeah,
He experiments on him into finding out what transferred to him.
Okay.
From his experiments.
I guess that could be considered.
Because, he was injecting himself with this regenerative whatever. And then, obviously... They had the kid, and whatever he was putting into his DNA transferred into the kid through that process. Right. So he was figuring out what attributes went into him, then apparently discovered he was a monster that needed to be killed. Which, I mean, this is very Frankenstein's monster-y, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It is the original kind of inspiration for Hulk in the first place, according to Stan Lee. So it's like... Hmm. I get it, but it's a kid's movie, guys.
Yeah. Like,
show some monsters fighting, please. you're making me sad. And then Betty is just shits on Bruce for a solid 20 minutes about how closed off he is, which is funny, but it's just like we get it. Broke up.
It is weird. It does have a feeling of almost like I don't believe you that you guys were together, but you keep telling me you were and you broke up.
Yeah.
So I guess you were, but it's just the way they talk to us. Like, it doesn't seem like you were together.
Well, and I mean, you saying that makes me think about it. Like, I like the performances in this movie, but they're also very stilted.
Yeah.
Yep. Everything is very cold.
Yes, it's weird.
Yeah, and it's like there are moments where it works because it's supposed, you know, it does. But yeah, like you said, their relationship doesn't seem like they ever actually even liked each other, let alone ever in an actual relationship together.
Yeah.
And it's not really, even in the end, she's like, well, I loved him and stuff, but like I still sold him out like 3 times this movie to my dad, who's easily a bigger piece of shit than Bruce is. So.
Yeah. He is.
I do like Sam Elliott in this, though. He's pretty cool. He does a good Ross.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that he was Ross in this. And now he has a good sized mustache, but it's small on his face. Like, it looks weird.
Yeah.
Like, on a normal person, that's a normal, even maybe a big mustache. But him, I'm used to that big old thing he always has
on. He doesn't have the cowboy stash. It's a normal person mustache.
I needed the cowboy stash because, I'll be honest, that's all I could look at when he was on screen. It's a mustache. And how just straight across it was. And I was like, where is the rest of it? But I do like Sam.
Give me the rest. And then you need to hear him talk to the dude.
Yes, that was another thing. I was like, hey, it's the dude. Yeah, but no, I like him. He's great. But just, oh, man, I need the mustache, I guess. I didn't know I did until I rewatched this.
Now just I know. So many letdowns. I like David Banner just in general. Like, I remember thinking that his presence and stuff was off-putting, but that's the point. Like, he did a good job being crazy hobo janitor.
Yeah.
And intercepting the college and like getting the info. I don't know why he brought his dogs to the school.
Yeah.
But fine.
And they were always whimpering, like always. Wouldn't just you so be? Sad.
This guy's fucking nuts.
I guess you're right.
Do you know what he sticks us with at night? It sucks. All of this, no good.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
I did like when he was standing outside his house in the shadows and then disappeared. That was pretty ominous.
It was very ominous. It was creepy. My wife had never seen this before, and that was the first thing she said. Well, this guy's creepy.
Yeah.
And that's where I was I think he's
nailed
he's
it.
Supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, Nick Nolte might be my favorite part of this movie. If not for him, I don't think I would have enjoyed this as much. Because, I love Eric Bana in general, but in this, he has his moments of great stuff, but he's just, like you said, he's very steely. And Jennifer Connelly has some great moments, but she's also very steely. And so Sam Elliott, everything is just so cold. It's like Nick Nolte kind of gives you the energy that you need. I needed to get through the movie, whereas you fell asleep, which is fine.
I woke back up for his Hamlet scene, okay?
That's good. Well, that's the most important part. I like the scene. We already talked about the scene when the experiment goes wrong. I thought that was really well done. And the first hulking out was cool, too.
Which was the first
one? When he does it in the college.
Yeah, okay.
And he's breaking the lab up and shit. Like, that was pretty brutal.
It was. It was a bit much, but, I mean, it was, I guess, Hulk taking over and not him. And I thought it was clever to kind of have him before, I guess it was before that, was to have Hulk kind of in the shadows in that doorway. Kind of like waiting in the shadows. I thought that was a clever kind of shot. Yeah, it was a bit much, but
again, it's artistic.
It's Hulk. Yes. Yes.
Did Hulk Hulk out too much for you? Because if that's the case, I think that you're now reaching for things to complain about. We've gotten to that part of the episode. He's a little too Hulky. I don't believe this blind man can have powers. That just hurts. I don't know. I don't get it.
I hate you. No, he didn't Hulk out too much. But I do feel like the amount of damage he did, it's like, how do you guys come back from that? Like, how do you now work on anything again? And
well, the lab was shut down.
Right. For how long? Not long enough, I'll tell you that.
One day they reopened. It wasn't in the movie, but they one day they'll reopen, and that's too soon.
I hate you.
Same times a million, big guy. I remember Talbot being a bigger presence in this movie, and then rewatching it, I was like, why is this character in this movie? Because I like Josh Lucas. He's a good actor for the most part, but like,
yeah,
he didn't need to be here.
No.
General Ross could have done all of the shitty things that he did and been more angry General Ross.
Yeah, I completely agree. I didn't understand the point. And he was gone very quickly. I was like, okay, that's it.
Yeah. Like, he came in to make Bruce jealous, and then he was gone for a very long time. And then he came back to barge in to Bruce's house, and I was like, wait, what? I haven't seen him since then, right? So why is he so pissed? Like, I remember loving that scene as a kid. Because, you know, you see Hulk out for the first time in light, and it actually looks pretty good for 2003. Like, it's, you know, it's good confrontation shit. But watching it yesterday, I was like, why is he here? And why do I care?
Yeah, I got nothing.
And then he dies, which, you know, was fine, but...
Yeah, and that was a brutal, man. Like, I forgot that that was when he died, but... Like, watching it, I was like, he has to be dead, right? Yes, he was. Because you're not surviving that.
freeze frame flame. It's hard to say.
Freeze frame flame. Yeah, that's tough.
We already talked about the Hulk dogs. I thought it was there.
But real quick, so he drops his wallet when he first Hulks out, right? And I knew that this was going to come back, maybe because I've seen it, but also just because, you know, they focus on it when they do.
Yeah.
It means, I think it's even, there's a saying for what that kind of a shot is. Anyway, so, and this is like how they just, what does that mean? Like, yeah, it's Bruce's wallet where he works. Why would anyone be like, this is suspicious?
I thought that was stupid too.
Yeah.
You left your wallet in your lab. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I worked there. Thank you for bringing back my wallet.
Yeah.
I was looking for it, and then something blew up the lab and I could not go and get it. Boop.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Bruce. That's all we really needed. Yeah. If you think of anything else, let us know. But no,
was stupid early 2000s movie logic. Well, his fingerprint was all over his house. He had to have been there, and therefore guilty. Yeah.
If it was someone else, there'd be other fingerprints.
Exactly.
No? I knew they were going to do it, and it annoyed me when they did do it. And yeah, it's like, this isn't your smoking gun, guys. It's his wallet where he works. It's not like it was someone else's lab, and hey, how did we find your wallet here?
Right, which was you know, the traditional way of doing that kind of scene.
Right.
Yeah.
It just...
He was there anyway. And the other thing is, he lied about being there, I think.
Maybe.
He said that he wasn't there. And it's like, well, just say you were there.
Yeah.
And that this thing happened and you had to hide and duck out of the way and then you crawled back home or whatever the fuck. Like, classic superhero thing of like, well, yeah, like the Clark Kent of it all. Like, yeah, I was there reporting, but when all the shit happened, I scurried over here. Thank God Superman was there to save the day. Like, do that.
Yeah.
I was just doing shit in my lab because I do shit in my lab. And then this thing happened and I was like, oh, that sucks. And I took off. I left my wallet.
Yeah. It was just an annoying thing. Another.
I agree.
Add another one on, Justin.
We are. And I'm gonna. But it was still fine. We already talked about the Hulk dog fight.
Yeah.
It's certainly brutal.
Yeah.
Wasn't as dumb as I thought it was, like I remembered it being.
Okay.
But, you know, for action scenes in this movie, it was fine.
Yeah.
I like that they exploded in green mist instead of like a of green blood.
Yeah.
I think it's a ratings thing.
Probably, yes. I was going to say, I think that helped with just visually being able to watch this.
Yeah,
that'd be a lot. Because
if you saw a dog being splattered against a tree, I think most parents would go, done, let's go.
Yep,
I don't
time
care that it
go.
Says Marvel up top.
Yeah.
Those Marvel okay, people so, aren't going to make it anyway. Let's just move on.
Which you were partially right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, I've confused and I got a question. So she finds
yes,
him,
per
like
usual.
We mentioned. Yes, I know. Sorry. But I got it. It's my thing, I guess. So she finds him, takes off her scarf. And does she shove it into the couch? It looks like she shoves it into the couch.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, to me, it looked like she did. And if she did, I didn't understand why. Part of me was thinking, oh, she's putting it there as like evidence that she was there if something happens to her. And they come searching the place. But then he finds it immediately and is like, hey, track her down with this. And I get that's why she had to have left it or forgot it or whatever, because that's how they'd find her. But it just, I thought she stuffed it in. If you don't remember it,
I don't remember.
Help to talk about.
It sounds like a wallet plot device. Like, this is David is going to track her down because she left the scarf or whatever.
Yeah, which is fine, but if it's her stuffing it in the couch, it was weird. Her just taking it off, setting it down, then leaving immediately, fine, that works. But I thought I remember them close up of her, like, stuffing it in there.
Probably.
And maybe she was stuffing it in her purse, and it was, I don't know, whatever. It just, it was another thing that was like, okay, why?
Jeremy picks nuts.
Yes.
Nitpick.
And yes, the dog fight, you're right, it was brutal. It was very strange when the one was biting, I think it was like his shoulder or something, and so then the muscles like grow even more there. And it just
like
breaks its jaw.
It. Yeah. That
was
brutal.
That was a lot. Yeah. I did not remember that. I wasn't ready for that. It was crazy.
And that was something that I think hurt them in the long run for visuals is the idea that he keeps getting bigger when he gets angrier. Like, at a certain point, that's stupid. And that point is in a few scenes here when he gets encased in the goo stuff. Like, fine, I get the goo stuff. But, like, he kept getting bigger and his head got bigger and that's all you saw. And it wasn't good enough effects for that to look good. So it just looked like Space Jam with Talbot trying Space to get Jam. The basketball away from him. And it just looked bad.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
But I did like the cooldown after the dog fight. The fact that he's not just, like, tired, but he still has these, like, fits of rage. And, like, he kind of chokes Betty, and then he, like, snaps out of it and goes, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact that he's not just, oh, I'm back to being Banner, and now everything's fine. It was a nice way of doing that. Like, we've never really seen that in any other version of Hulk. It's usually just, I'm physically exhausted, which is fine. But, like, that's something that's always bothered me with Hulk, even in this one to an extent, is that I connect with Banner, and then he becomes Hulk, and it's like it's a different person.
Yeah.
So I don't care as much. But it should be the same person. And with this, it's like, oh, so he's still coming down from that built-up rage. So it's still coming out, but he's not hulking. But I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah, no, you're right. When I rewatched it again, I was kind of, I was on the opposite. I was like, I guess, why is he like, he knows who this is. Like, why is he acting like that? But the way you put it, it's a good point that he's still kind of not all the way back to Bruce yet.
Yeah.
So he is still kind of out of it, almost like a dream state. So,
All
right. I'll let that one slide.
I took away a knit. Boom. the abandoned military town was pretty cool. We skipped over a bunch of stuff. Sorry. Well, we already talked about Crazy Dave gammaing himself and becoming the Absorbing Man. In the comics, Absorbing Man is a completely different character. It's, I can't remember his name, something Creole. He has a name drop in, like, Daredevil, the Netflix show. And then they show him, he's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And is a villain in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is it Victor? I don't know why Victor Creel sounds.
Maybe.
Like a name.
That does sound like a name, Jeremy. That's a good job.
Thank you. Thanks.
I think
probably
that's
like a seasoning.
Victor Creel seasoning. I do love a good Creole seasoning. It is nice. On a po' boy.
It is good.
Good times.
All right. I will try to look it up real quick while you talk.
All right. We already talked about the scene and him, you know, doing his absorbing man stuff into the blue metal, and it looked pretty solid. Or we did that before the show, I don't remember. But it looked pretty good. Carl Creel.
Yes, Carl Creel.
Carl Creel?
Carl Creel down here at Walmart.
Daggum. Yeah, good times. But I did like the abandoned military town. I thought it was super creepy. I said the imagery in this movie, some of it is over the top, but there are moments, like the way that Bruce is dealing with his PTSD and the traumas of his childhood, like in a different movie, this would be a great movie. Like if you took out the superhero stuff of this and just made this a movie, this actually would be a pretty interesting movie. And that's what ended up kind of winning me over. It was like the Bruce stuff in this is probably the most interested I've been in Bruce Banner in any movie.
Okay.
I'm
just finding it funny that you're saying if this movie wasn't what it was,
yeah,
and that's I imagine it.
Yeah. I'm just saying
work like that way.
The Bruce Banner stuff in this, I think for the most part works, is what I'm saying. And I think that this is the most interesting Bruce has been, and including up to now. Like, I love Mark Ruffalo, and we'll talk about the irony of Mark Ruffalo later, but he's never been able to be Bruce and do Bruce stuff and have us actually go beyond just he's the quirky scientist that pals around with Iron Man and wants to make out with Carl Johansson, and who can blame him? But like, aside from that scene in the Quinjet in Ragnarok, there's no emotion and depth to that character. Whereas this, like, you care, you get it, you see why he would be who he is, and it just makes more sense to me. I know you don't care, but it's fine.
No, I see what you're saying. And you're right, and that's, I guess that's another reason why I would like it if we could actually get a Hulk standalone movie. We might get something like
that. Most of us would.
Yeah. But I guess without that, it's tough to have a backstory of him, you know? And I think, honestly, now it's too late. Like, we're not going to go back
to,
Bruce's beginnings.
The closest we'll get is Incredible Hulk, which, again, I like that movie a lot. I like it more than most people do, actually. But it's still, like... And I like Edward Norton, even though he's kind of a dick. But they only go so far with who he is and why he... It's just like, I'm a victim of this accident, and I'm dealing with this accident. Which is fine, but it's not that interesting. Whereas this, it's like, oh, there's more there. The accident is like the second bad thing to happen to him, and it makes the first bad thing worse, which is cool.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that does help. That's a good way to put it.
Thanks. We already talked about Crazy Dave was going to kill Bruce with the knife. That was fucking brutal. Like, I love when they go into his childhood home and it's all dilapidated, and then he sees the door and he freaks out. I think that was the point I was getting towards when I got sidetracked there. Like, that scene of him seeing the door and being afraid to go in. Like, obviously there's nothing there. Because that house has been abandoned for 20 years. But he has this mental block of the horribleness that was behind that door. So he sees it and freaks out. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have much more to add to that. I mean, I didn't really put it together that way. But yeah, I think that's true. It's a good way to put that. And it does deepen his... backstory, I guess, a little bit more, and it gives him more depth to him. So yeah, okay, I'll give you that. Cool. But as you were talking, I was wondering if, and it does, but it doesn't matter.
You had done the laundry today.
Yeah, I think.
I was working on my grocery list in my head, and I was thinking, do we have peanut butter, or do we need peanut butter?
Something, we do have peanut butter, okay? I had peanut butter with apple slices earlier today, so I know we have that. Oh. But anyways, not
what are you, five?
Dude, have you not had that recently? It's delicious.
Actually, I had a peanut butter and jelly for lunch yesterday. It was quite nice.
Are you fine? No,
Yes.
Those are so good, actually.
They are.
Anyways. I mean,
it's hard to beat. It's a treat that's hard to beat.
I was
just going to say.
I was wondering if that door is the same door that Hulk was hiding behind. Because if it's not, it should be. Because that is also clever.
Okay, yeah, it was. Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. In the dream?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then that's very clever. Good job.
Thank you.
That's what I was thinking. On my grocery list. Or if the laundry's done. It was at least relevant.
That's a nice change. So Talbot pokes the bear yet again, and yet again it goes very badly for him. Talbot is just here to make things worse, basically.
I guess.
And then we get Hulk versus the army, which for the most part was pretty cool. It drug on a little long.
It was, yes.
But
it just kept going and going. Yeah. I think it was night and it went to day, and I think it was two more nights.
And then they were in San Francisco. Then they took the ferry, and then they met up with Ant-Man, even though he wasn't there yet. They're like, where's Ant-Man? And they're like, oh, we're like 7 years too early. And so they left.
Exactly. Actually, no, Ant-Man was around then, wasn't he? Back in the
Yeah, original 60s? Ant-Man. Yeah. Yeah. He would have retired by then, though. He retired in the
80s. Yeah, that's true. That's a lot, like, for just the real world. Like, you guys are shooting rockets into the water, and there's no other, like, everyone's okay with this? I'm sure they're not, but still, just, it seemed like a lot for him to
These
just
aliens
be able to
are invading
it on his
downtown own. New York. You know the mess that's going to make? Someone's got to clean that up, fellas.
Somebody does.
Unacceptable.
No, you are not going to win this one, okay? It was too much.
That's the point. The army is excessive. That's what lets the
that's
point
the
of
point
Incredible
of
Hulk.
The point of
that's
the, Hulk
that's the
is
point
that the
of
army
Hulk
is
as a
excessive?
Character. Yes.
Oh, man. Well, find another way to show it.
With their words. The best action set piece there is, as proved in this movie, is a
as
good set of dialogue. Those are also words.
Read them.
I don't think that made the point that you wanted it to make, but it's
no, okay. It didn't. But you're not helping me.
I'm not trying
Look,
to.
Look, it was too much, okay? All right. That wouldn't happen, all right? I like a little... groundedness in my movies, all right? And
the thing I didn't like about it is that he looked so fake in doing it. Like, the parts where he was jumping looked like he was flying and just, like, floating. There was, for some reason, there felt like there was no weight to him, and he was just sort of like a bouncy ball going and, like, flying to different locations until he finally got to San Francisco.
Yeah, that was a bit
That was strange.
Too. Like, I forgot that was I remembered, but I also forgot that the far jumping thing was in this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they didn't bring that back.
No, I mean, sure, it is a thing that he can do. Yeah, but it needs to look good.
Yes, and I don't think it should be that far. He was jumping like 300 miles. Yeah. Like, come on.
That's fair. These superheroes, they're not allowed to have powers. We already talked about that with Daredevil. Bruce got detained yet again, which is kind of his thing in this movie. I didn't mind the Hulk absorbing man fight where you talked about Bruce and Crazy Dave having their spat, which I thought was a pretty good scene for the most part until he ate that electrical wire.
So weird.
It seemed like it came out of nowhere, I think, is my issue. Like, for the most part, I did like that scene. I thought that David was making a decent points about his crazy-ass beliefs and shit, as well as you can as a crazy hermit. But, like, he just sort of... It's like they cut something out that explains why he then gets to the point where he picks up the electrical cord and bites it.
Yeah, and they were just ready for it. They're like, okay, now! Like, what do you mean, okay, now? Like, do what now? What are you talking about?
Well, they were between these big things that were supposed to, I think, EMP them to death, because this was during the time when no one knew what an EMP did.
Okay, yeah, sure.
But yeah, that was kind of dumb. Like, it was a cool set piece, but like, it's a big warehouse with two big speakers with these two dudes sitting in the middle. And the other thing that I didn't get was, why did they bring him there? Like, you have him detained, yes? How about you just keep him there? And then you have Bruce detained, and you just keep him somewhere else. So they don't talk. And a part of that is General Ross is a dick, and he wants to poke the bear. I mean, that's the thing. And that's why I think Ross should have been Talbot and then just not died in a shitty CG explosion. Just have the things that Talbot did be what Ross did as well.
Okay.
And I think that would have made more sense. Because it almost made Ross seem like the good guy who's still getting trampled by Talbot, but he's also his own kind of dickhead. And it's just like, this just make Ross the jerk in the whole thing. They were trying to make him the Emil Blonsky of the movie with Talbot, and it was just like, this is not the thing that you're doing.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But the Hulk versus Absorbing Man was pretty cool. I think when he was the rock creature, like, that looked really cool. I remember seeing that and thinking, like, the rock creature looks considerably better than the Hulk does.
Well, rocks are easier to imagine than
this is true.
A green person? Come on.
I don't know. What is this? A movie made by Jeremy? People aren't green. Can't do that.
I don't even get that one. But anyways.
You know, people aren't allowed to have superpowers in your movies because it's too outlandish.
Oh, okay. Okay. I guess I didn't know. Green's not a superpower, but.
Well, shit. It's different, and obviously with you, different is wrong.
Wow. So many words being just thrown in my mouth right now. Okay. Yes. The rocks looked better. I hate you. It did. That CGI did look better than Green Hulk. And it was, for 2003, it worked better than I expected. I forgot a lot of what he transformed into and all that stuff, but a lot of it did look good. Yeah, some of it did look terrible, but it just very cartoony. I know it's CGI, but it just looked almost cartoony to it. But, I mean, it worked. It did what it needed to do.
It took me a second to put together the idea that he's the Absorbing Man and he's trying to absorb Hulk's powers to then be as powerful or more powerful than the Hulk. Because it's like, I did these experiments on myself for me to be this powerful, and instead it worked on you. You don't deserve it. I do. And so I'm going to take it from you. And it's like, okay, I get all that. But it took a sec to be like, oh, you're a big cloud man. And that's the thing that I always remember mocking about this movie for the past, you know, 10, 20 years is, you know, he fights a big cloud and then the cloud dies. Like, it's freaking dumb. And he does. And it does. But, like, I almost feel like he should have had some sort of form instead of cloud with a face.
Yes.
And that, they should have, like, really illustrated the idea that he was sucking the power out of him, because it took me a minute to be like, oh, that's what he's doing. He's bright green and shinier green right now because he's sucking the Hulk power out of him. Okay, right. I get it now.
He's absorbing his colors.
Well, I mean, you're a cloud. You want to be a bright, colorful cloud. Who doesn't want to be a bright, colorful cloud?
Real quick, before we get to the pretty much the ending, when he saved that fighter jet, I was really hoping that would have meant more. Like, oh, look, he's not just this crazy monster that wants to hurt everyone and everything. Like, he just saved me from this. Like, I was hoping that would have done something, but it was for nothing, essentially. It was so he can get back on the jet and get taken up to space.
Yeah. I think if this had a sequel, which we'll potentially talk about here soon, they might have elaborated on that, because, like, it would have been like, oh, Bruce can come through in the Hulk's actions. Like, he knew that he shouldn't hurt this fighter pilot, because he's an innocent, more or less. That's what I took from it anyway, is that, like, oh, this guy's just doing his duty. Like, I'm not going to try and kill him because that would be bad. So he tried to save him. I feel like if they had done a sequel, they might have been, there might have been, like, them communicating more and, like, finding a commonality or something. But, again, I'm trying to find connections here to make this a better thing than it is. And
yeah, you're just making things up to make it better, and I'm just saying facts.
Yeah, right, obviously.
Like, the... If this wasn't a comic book movie, it was just about Bruce, and they changed this and that, and it'd be great.
Again.
Yes.
So anyway, it's like a year later, and Bruce has been missing since the fight with Absorbing Man. Betty's being monitored, which I thought was pretty clever. And Bruce is on the run in the jungle, and he hulks out in the jungle.
Yeah.
And it seems very much like, and we'll talk about it, I think, in one of these facts, Incredible Hulk was supposed to be a sequel to this.
Oh, really?
Originally. And I'm saying for the first time this thing that is in the fun facts and Easter eggs. But and then when the MCU happened, they were, you know, switched shit around and made it fit that. Okay. And it's like, well, okay, so Bruce in the jungle, he starts out in the jungle. Like, you see, you know, Betty kind of had a relationship with her dad in this one. But in Incredible Hulk, they're even more estranged. It's like, I see where this could have been the first part to Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
They just changed around the experiment and didn't talk about any of the stuff that happened. But
yeah, because, I mean, I know it's been a while, but in the Incredible Hulk, all the experiment stuff was just the kind of montage at the beginning, right?
Yeah, and it was
flashbacks
much...
flashbacks maybe here and there?
Throughout the movie? No. It was just the montage at the beginning, and the way that they had the experiment look was much more like the live-action show.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Which, we forgot to talk about the cool cameos at the beginning.
I know.
I skipped by it because we were... I did love seeing Lou and Stan.
Yeah.
Like, cool. I remember that as a kid going, oh, it's those two. Like, that's fucking awesome.
Yep, I even blurted it out to my wife to make sure she... understand what you're seeing.
This is Stan and Lou. I actually saw them sitting next to each other at Comic-Con, at one of my first Comic-Cons.
Really? That's cool. Yeah. Very cool.
All right.
Anyways, yes, I could see them having different scenes of this movie be in that montage.
Yeah.
And then leading
gonna have a montage.
So, I mean, it could have worked. But.
Yeah, I think, honestly, if they had just shown the same accident...
Mm-hmm.
Of him stepping in front of the thing, and it totally could have been a sequel, but this ended up getting so shit on that they just couldn't do it. So let us get into, and we'll talk about how shitty it did in one of the fun facts. So okay. Let's get into some fun facts. Go ahead and go first.
Fun fact number one is much of the microbiology work seen on screen is authentic, courtesy of Ang Lee's wife.
Hmm.
Which is pretty microbiologist, cool. I assume?
No.
Just had access to this footage.
Yeah,
perfect.
Obviously. Yeah. This was the thing I was talking about earlier with Edward Norton. So Edward Norton was actually approached to play Bruce Banner, but he turned it down. He didn't like the script, despite being a Hulk fan. What's funny about this is... in Incredible Hulk, Mark Ruffalo was being looked at to be the Hulk, but Edward Norton got it. So
that's a fun fact.
Yeah, Eric Bana got it over Norton, and then Norton got it over Ruffalo, and then Ruffalo got it in the end. that's pretty funny. Cool.
That is.
Really, if Mark Ruffalo had just starred in all of these, I think we would have been much better off.
Yeah. Ang Lee employed the split screen technique to cinematically mimic the panels of a comic book page. This required many takes of one scene, which was draining for Eric Bana. It took him 4 takes to film Banner's first Hulk transformation, and by the time its completion, he was on the verge of collapse.
I could see that.
Okay.
It's very straining. Like, he goes...
I guess if he is doing that, yeah.
Yeah.
But any other scene, like, get over yourself, you're just acting. But I guess that one does...
Yeah.
...exert more energy. All right.
Yeah. It takes us, like, 2-3 tries to get off the couch, so let's...
That's me standing right now.
Yeah. Ang Lee performed the Hulk through motion capture technology.
Ang Lee performed the Hulk?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. The amount of CGI involved in the dogfight made it one of the most complex scenes ILM ever did at the time, as Industrial Light and Magic.
And I don't know if that's the fight with the dogs or the aerial dogfight. I assume the aerial dogfight. When I wrote it, I thought it was the fight with the dogs, but after saw it that way, I was like, oh, that's also what they call a fight with fighter jets. So I don't know which fight, but one of those fights.
I would assume it was the animal dogs fight.
I don't know. The planes look pretty good. Like, and you gotta, like, have them weave and fly and shit. I don't know. It's on IMDb. Go check it out. This film holds the record, this is what I was talking about a second ago, for the largest second weekend box office drop for a film that opened at number one with a 69.7% drop.
That's
so it opened incredibly well, did very, right. very well. One of the best of 2003. And then it went right into a cliff.
It dropped harder than Hulk off of a plane.
Burn on you.
Yeah. All right. Now that is huge. That's yikes.
That's bad.
You'd be so excited, like, we just had a huge opening weekend. I can't wait for week two. We're not making another one.
Awkward.
Ang Lee took Eric Bana to watch a bare knuckled boxing match to prepare him for his role's brutality. Probably took him a dog fighting match too, you jerk.
Burn. The frog used in the nanomed experiment named Freddy is fake. The crew pumped air into it to make it look like it was breathing. They used a prop frog after the real one proved not to be as lively as the fake.
Okay, before it blew up, it looked very real.
Yeah.
Like, once it went to blow up, I was like, okay, they switched it out at some point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nice. Well done. I thought it was real and then CGI, but I guess it was fake the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the thing. Like, there are moments in the CG where it's like, this looks so fucking cool. And then there's moments that the Hulk shows up and it doesn't look good at all. It's just...
The frog was a live prop, so...
So's your face.
I guess. I don't know what that means. Betty Ross's house was also in... To Kill a Mockingbird. Okay.
In April 1997, Mr. Joe Johnston was going to direct the film, but dropped out of the project in July of that year to film October Sky, which is a great movie. Johnston directed the Marvel Cinematic Universe film Captain America, The First Avenger.
It came back.
Boop.
I liked movie. October Sky. That's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, and they the Rockets.
Yeah, it was great. I like that movie. Yeah. Billy Crudup turned down the role of Bruce Banner. Also considered were Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, Jeff Goldblum, David Duchovny, and Steve Buscemi. Names are like, yes, and Steve Buscemi.
If you ever
I like the guy.
If you ever watch Ultimate Avengers, the movie.
Okay.
The movie is part of the title. It's an animated thing. And it's based off of the Ultimates comic run. He looks like Steve Buscemi. I thought that was weird too, but then I was like, well, I mean, there are versions of Banner where he is much more spindly and weird. So I could almost see it.
All right.
The exchange between Eric Bana and Sam Elliott took 150 takes before Ang Lee was satisfied he had full coverage. Too many takes.
Jeez. That is too many takes.
Throw that out there. You're not Hitchcock. Like, get over yourself.
All right. Let's jump into some Easter eggs. Bruce Banner's father was named Brian Banner in the comics. This film renamed him David Banner as a tribute to the Incredible Hulk in 1977, where the Hulk was known as David Banner. Mm-hmm. Okay, nice.
The dim lighting during his first appearance makes the Hulk occasionally look grayish-green, in homage to when he was gray in his May 1962 comic debut.
Mm. All right, and our last Easter egg here. When General Ross heads towards San Francisco to intercept the Hulk, his helicopter is codenamed T-Bolt, in homage to Ross's nickname, Thunderbolt, in the comics. What? Wait, what did you say?
I'm codenamed T-Bolt.
I don't know why. I don't know if you have a T in your name.
T? Yeah, just Tim. There's a T there.
Oh, okay, that's right. The T in
the T. That's right in the middle of the name, too.
Sorry.
God.
You got me.
Fun of my nicknames now.
You got me.
That's it for Hulk 2003. I had fun. I know you did, too.
I had fun.
I was talking to someone else.
With you.
Good.
You changed your mind on a couple things.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I hope that I at least helped.
It still is terrible.
Sure.
I think we both agree that we will not watch this again. Yeah, that's all.
All right. Well, if you're
we
not
made
too...
it.
Yes. But if you're not too sick of talking about Hulk, Jeremy, I do propose something for next episode where we're going to talk about not one, not two, but all of the Hulks.
What?
All of them Hulks.
Yeah, let's do it.
All in one place, including She-Hulk, because she's a Hulk too, and she might be the best one. Let's find out next week. I don't think we're going to rank them necessarily, but we're going to talk about them, and I'm sure one will reign supreme as the best Hulk there is.
Cool.
But we'll see. But it's not a ranking. Okay. We're going to talk about them all, from Ferrigno to Maslany.
You keep saying it's not a ranking. But we're definitely going to be ranking who's the best. But it's not
a ranking. I know how we talk. Like, we're not doing it.
You keep repeating, we're going to talk about the best one, but we're not ranking them.
Yes.
But we're probably going to find out who the best one is. But we're not ranking them. It's funny that you keep...
It's mostly for your benefit, so you know. You don't have to make a list. We're talking about them all in order.
Ugh.
Talking about the strengths, the weaknesses, pun intended or not, you choose. And I'm excited because, Hulk is the strongest there is.
Cool. All right. Well, that will be next week. If you guys want to get a hold of us, though, before then, go to the website, wearemarvelpod.com, and click on the links to our social media, or you can just search on social media, We Are Marvel Pod, or email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. Or while you're on the website, go click on merchandise and go find a sticker or a shirt or a pillow or coffee mug or whatever you want over on TeePublic. You have to click on a design and then you can choose different options. I did have someone reach out asking where to find the stickers because all they saw were shirts. So you pick the design that you like and then you can choose different options off of that. So go do that. And if you can, share this podcast with your friends and your family and...
Strangers on the street.
Do it.
Randos that look like they might like Marvel stuff. Just get them. We need them.
Get them in here.
Mm-hmm. Well, not in here.
If you're one of them.
Cause...
I was just saying, thanks for coming.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you very much. But yeah, I think that's it for this week. Justin, it was a pleasure.
Jeremy.
Sort of.
As always, good buddy.
Thanks, T-Bolt. we'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I've been Jeremy.
And I have been T-Bolt.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.